Hey y'all, you want to know a secret? We all live the same life. Well, sort of. Sit down with us as we discuss various topics regarding being married millennials, where your spouse is both your best friend and your pain in the, well, you know. Hey y'all, welcome back to the Married to Millennials podcast, where we talk about life, love, and all the in-betweens. How you like that, huh?
I love it.
It's a Mishi takeover.
I see.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let me find out you
doing your job.
Intro
yeah,
me. Okay. Yeah, she might be doing the intro from now on.
Today's episode is really special to me because I am able to interview someone who means the world to me, my husband, and more importantly, the father of my children.
Oh.
And on our Father's Day, I want to sit down and just ask you a little bit about your journey through fatherhood, the joys, the challenges, and everything in between. But before we get to that.
Okay.
I have a couple of dad jokes for you.
Oh, gosh. All right. What you got?
Did you hear about the circus fire?
No.
It was intense.
Oh.
You like that one?
I do. I like that one.
I got another one.
I'm going to write that one down.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why don't skeletons, Mr. Chiropractor, fight each other?
Why do... I'm going to try to figure this one out.
Okay.
Why do skeletons not fight each other?
Dr. Tuck, tell me.
Because they're not bad to the bones?
They don't have the guts.
Oh, my. These are getting better and better. Please tell me you have more.
I do. I have more. You
okay.
know, I love a good dad joke.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of soda?
No.
He was just lucky it was a soft drink.
Yo. In the world, I was not expecting this.
I love them. I love them. What do you call?
Oh, I got more.
Oh yeah, I got them.
Plenty
in the RC. All
right, let me hear it.
What do you call a lot of men waiting to get haircuts? Don't you have a guess?
A lineup.
Barbecue.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I love it.
Okay. You ready?
I'm saving it. Oh, wait. Okay.
There's more.
Yes. All right. Got it. Let's go.
I couldn't choose one.
No, I see.
I have all like, right. Yeah.
What you got?
I went to buy some camouflage pants, but guess what?
What?
I couldn't find any.
Because they were camouflage. I thought you was about to hit me with the guess what potato, like Caden. But no, I like that better. He's gonna hear some of these and he's gonna steal them.
Uh-huh.
You know that.
Uh-huh.
He's a little comedian.
Okay, here's my last one.
All
okay,
right, let me hear it.
What do you call a beehive without any exit?
Ooh, I'm gonna try to figure this one out. Hold on.
What
do
you
call a
time.
Beehive with any exit? Without any exit. I give up.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. Even the delivery. That remind me of the little, what was that, a rat or something like that on Cat Dog?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes. That was, you know what? You know what's funny? You always had the dad jokes for sure.
I love
like, you
dad
always
jokes.
Have them.
It's so appropriate.
It is. It's appropriate for this time for sure. Oh man, thank you for that laugh. Oh my god.
Well, you make us laugh. You're not the stand-up comedian, but you make us laugh on a daily. So I figured I'd return the favor.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Laughter's good for the soul for sure.
Okay. All right. So first things first, I'm gonna ask you this question because I think you asked this to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the moment you found out you were going to be a dad? What was going through your mind?
When I found out that I was going to be a dad, well, for one, joy. I was very excited when we found out. I can't remember exactly how you told me, but it was, so I think what happened was you told me that you were pregnant. You did. I can't remember exactly how you told me, but I paused for a minute, and the pause wasn't the greatest response in the world.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was a pause, but it was a pause more of like in the moment. I was like, wow. Like, not like I wasn't ready, but like, wow, this is This is happening. That's what I'm talking about. This is what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But I disconnected and I forgot that you even said anything. So I'm just in my own little world, like taking it all in. And then I kind of come back to and I'm like, you're standing there. Oh, no. I'm happy. Please believe I'm like, happy.
Say something.
Right. So like I said, it was something that I've always wanted. But like at the time, it came and I didn't really know how to react. Y'all know how I am with reacting to situations, i.e. the engagement. So I was at a loss for words, I'll say that. But I was very happy. And then, like, as soon as it happened, I just started daydreaming about how it was going to be. Yeah. Didn't know if it was boy or girl, but I was just happy that we were pregnant.
Yeah. But so when you think about daydreaming and you think about, you know, just being like, wow, I'm about to be a dad. Mm-hmm. Like, what would have been your biggest fear at that time about becoming a dad?
Financial stability. Mm. Just because of what has been instilled in me for like my whole life about me and taking care of the family.
Yeah.
At the time, I didn't have the ideal job, but I had a job. But
well, you were still in school when we found out. Yeah.
Yes. I thought you were talking about the very first time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Very first time I was working, but it wasn't no coins. But okay, well, we'll talk about the time with, of course, the pregnancy with Caden and Carson. I immediately thought about financial stability there as well too.
Yeah,
I didn't have a job. I was coming out like my last tail end of school. And I think we even had a conversation about that. I was like, okay, yeah. So the baby will be here before I graduate. So it'll be about 6 months. Clinic, no problem. I can work. He was like,
nope.
Absolutely not. You had to put the brakes on me again. But like, that was one of the first things that just kind of popped in my mind. I'm like, how are we going to provide for him and different things like that? So that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah. How would you describe your parenting style with Caden and Callie Ray in 3 words?
In 3 words, excuse my French, but soft as hell. I am a soft dad. And in certain situations, it's a good thing that I'm a soft dad because like they're very sensitive right now. But then when I need to be stern, I'm going to say this and I'm going to give an example.
Yep.
Especially when I need to be stern, sometimes they don't receive it as well because it's like, oh, you know you're the fun dad, why are you disciplining me?
Yeah, Calorie does not understand it.
She does not. I was telling her something the other day and I said, hey, you need to stop. She started laughing and I was like, oh, okay, now I really need to put
down. Yeah, but though when you get even more stern though, then she starts pouting.
Yeah, she does, and then it turns to crying. So I'm like, I'm trying to find that happy like middle ground with her
there when it comes to
that. It won't be one. Okay. Gotcha. I'm glad you told me that.
Well, speaking of that though, what do you consider the hardest parenting moment you've had so far with the two of them? And what'd you learn from it?
The hardest parenting moment. That's a great question.
Yeah, no, I should have gave you my notes, huh?
Yeah, we're good. No, we're good. I like it on the fly. I always put you on the fly. So let me, I think, so I'll start with the hardest parenting moment with Caden. It was a time, so I don't think you were with us. I think it was just me and him, and I had to discipline him in public. But that whole day I've been kind of letting him slide, like, hey Caden, you need to chill out, you need to chill out. I think the same thing happened with Callie Ray as well too. Hey, I told you. But like doing that, they go, oh, ain't nothing gonna happen.
Yep.
But then when I finally did something, I think it was just the smallest thing too. I think I might have thumped him. I said, hey, stop it.
Oh yeah.
This boy cried like bloody murder in the middle of the store. And I was like, oh man, I didn't even thump him that hard. I was like, okay. I was like, hey, it's okay. I was, you know, daddy was just trying to tell you to, you know, calm down. I just couldn't calm him down. So he's just crying. So I'm like, all right, we just gotta get out here because this ain't a good look. So that was my hardest moment with Caden. With Callie Ray, it was kind of similar. You were with me this time. We were in Target, and I told her, I said, hey, stop throwing that out of the cart, because I was tired of picking it up.
Yeah.
I was tired of picking it up. And I said, hey, you need to hold on to this. I'm tired of picking it up. You don't need to be throwing stuff out of the cart. And then we got out in the parking lot, and she threw it on the ground again, and I popped her hand. And as soon as I popped her hand, I said, this is not the right place or the right time for that. It should
Yeah.
have been a talking to. So it's just like those mistakes right there that just I still play it through my head because I'm thinking to myself like I could have handled that a lot better. But like for me, I can change it. But for her and for him, that was a moment that they remember. So a lot of times after I do that, I'll talk to them. Even though I discipline them, I'll talk to them and say, "Hey, you know, Daddy really wasn't happy how you were acting. I'm not saying that I'm mad at you. I'm just mad at how you were acting at the time." And then tell them that the reason why. So a lot of times I try to explain the reason why I did stuff because I know me and for you as well too. There were times you got a whooping and you're like, "Oh shoot, what was that for?" Like,
Yeah, I didn't
and it
even think it
was
was
I
that
didn't need to. So it was more of like a
bad. What did
exactly what I do to you,
say?
but it's more
What?
than
You hurt you.
exactly. So it's like one of those things. Like if they know why, they can learn from it instead of going, "Well, let me not make mom or dad that mad again." Yeah. So
No,
those
that's a
are
good point. That's a good point. Well, we all know that you are the fun dad,
of
right? Like,
course.
so
What?
you're
All
the fun
day.
dad. You it's a lot of chaos in our house when it comes to that. So, what do you think is the most hilarious or chaotic dad moment you had?
Ooh, the funniest dad moment was it's always when we're like playing and being silly, different things like that. And I remember it was Callie Rae. I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was like the tone that she used. And it was almost like she, well, both of them, let me just tell, both our kids act like they're in a 90s sitcom.
Yeah,
But
I
like
have
both,
sidebars.
they do have sidebars. And it's like, it's so funny. Oh, it was Callie Rae. She said, "I did something," and then she was like, "I wasn't expecting that." And it was like she got a little catchphrase. Like both of them have
Oh,
their
I
own
wasn't
little.
expecting
Yes, that's what it was. Yes, and it's almost like she's like the lead character in her own sitcom. And like and but the thing because they both think that they're a lead character in their sitcom, they bump heads.
All the time.
Both of them think they're the lead role. So it's like, it's always that, "Well, I want to do it. I was talking." So it's always that. So it's fun to see like the competition in them. I love that in that spirit in them. But then it's not to the point where it's like, you know, really physical or anything like that. But just the banter that they have is just hilarious. So I wish people could be like a fly on the wall with just any day
Yeah, they
really.
are hilarious. They're real fun. What about chaotic?
Ooh, chaotic. It was when you went to New York.
Oh, I was having fun in the
Yeah.
concrete jungle.
No, let me show you how much fun Mishi was having. The picture that we used for the Hey Mama episode was her in New York. That's how much fun she was having. Kid free, mom's gone mild.
Mom's gone mild. Yeah, not wild.
Right.
Mild.
Living her best life. And I'm over here. I can't remember what days it was, but I know I had to get off early one of the days. And it just threw me all the way off. So I got off early to pick them up. And like, I'd never. So I don't pick them up on Thursdays. And it was a Thursday. That's what it was. It was a Thursday. I had to pick them up.
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't realize how many times they asked what's for dinner
Ooh,
before
yeah.
before I can even get in the door. Like before I can even say anything to them.
Overstimulation
Oh
on
my goodness. It
steroids.
was. It was so bad. It was very chaotic in the
Couldn't even get him in
house.
the door.
No, couldn't get
Yeah.
them in the door.
It's my life.
Yeah, of course. So that was last year. Was that last year?
No, that was like 2 years
Years ago,
ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So 2 years ago. So you know, Cal Ray's still like young. So I had to, you know, do everything: give him a bath, make dinner, make lunch, everything. So it was just a lot on me. I would say I was ready for it, but I wasn't prepared. We'll say it like that. So that would probably be the most chaotic time with me. Yeah.
Speaking
Come
of
along.
like being that like superhero dad, while I was gone,
Yeah.
what would you consider your secret dad superpower?
Ooh.
We got some diaper ninjas, some midnight snack masters.
I would probably
Probably say
say my superpower is,
So
So
when
when
they
they
were
were
a
a baby,
baby,
I
I
can
can
challenge
challenge
any
any
dad,
dad,
and
and
I
I know what
say
you're about to
this
say.
with my chest. Can't nobody swaddle better than me. Man, listen, them kids used to look like little burritos. I used to swaddle.
But Katie used to be like, let my arm out. Like, he basically looked
to
like,
the
let
point,
it go.
Right, to the point that I had to find out a way to let his arms out and swaddle. So he was still, he was in there looking like he was in full Nelson, but he was still, you know, still secure. Yeah, hands down, swaddle. No doubt. That's my thing. Now, as far as, I think my other superpower is definitely cheering them up. Because a lot of times, well, we'll start with Caden first. A lot of times with Caden, he tries to like act like he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll talk to him and then I'll like say like one little thing and he just like snaps out of it.
Yeah.
And, but Callie Ray, she's a little bit tougher. She will stay stern for a little bit, but like I know one thing that I can do and it'll just make her laugh and just make her feel a lot better. The other superpower is the placebo effect.
you got a lot of them.
I do.
Okay.
The placebo effect. So they'll say, oh, I got a boo-boo or whatever like that. And I'm like, listen, Band-Aids are expensive. I'm not going to put a Band-Aid on every single thing. So my superpower with them, I say, hey, you know, your body can heal itself. Let's just put some shea butter on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one, the boo-boo's covered. And then two, their skin's moisturized. So it's a two for one. And then they go, ah, that feels better.
But
so
they do. They also tell me, they'll be like, Mom. Mommy, our body can heal itself.
Yeah, I'm trying to steal that in them because it can. So, yeah, that's my super.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, again, I know you're the fun dad and you take the dad title very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. What's one activity or routine with the kids that just fills you up with joy?
It used to be bedtime.
It used to be.
It's for the birds
that was
now.
Hard. That came out of your chest.
Oh, man, it used to be bedtime. Bedtime used to be fun. Because, like, they had their routine. Like, they knew, like, hey, dad's going to read to them. We're going to say our prayers. We're going to get the humidifier going, all those things like that. They didn't want to go to sleep no more. So we still do those routines in our routine
they
now.
They want to go to sleep. They just, like, try to fight it sometimes.
Right. Yeah, so that used to be the thing that I enjoyed the most. Now, I would say, is watching them in sports, watching Caden with his soccer, soon to be other sports as well too, and just seeing the smile on their face,
yeah,
because like, they're having a good time. And I don't know how you feel about it, but like I feel like I wouldn't say I'm somewhat responsible for that joy, but I'm like, hey, I brought you here, so take a little bit of credit. But
you're happy because they're proud of themselves.
Right. And just anytime they do something really good, they always want to come over here and tell us, even if it's in the middle of the game or in the middle of practice. They still want to tell us.
Yep,
so,
yep.
But yeah, that would definitely be my moment.
I love that. So thinking about like sports and stuff, because you played a little bit when you were younger.
A little bit. Enough to be dangerous.
Is there anything that you do now as a dad mm-hmm. that, you know, Charles T., your own father, mm-hmm. used to do with you?
With Caden, there was a time where because of scheduling, I wouldn't do our haircut on the same day. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, yeah, I can just take him the same day. Cause like my dad used to take me the same day. Well, a little bit different when he took me before there was no appointment. So it was like, it was literally almost an off day thing.
Yeah.
But like now it's like that time. Cause you know, there's been times where you say, hey, you should take Caden by yourself, take Calorie by yourself one time. But like every 2 weeks, like that's our thing. Like we go get haircuts and like if you don't know, of course, you know, the guys know when you get a haircut, you just turn into a whole different person. It's just a different feeling. And like to see his face, like to know.
They like to go gallivanting around the city.
Listen, we do not. We just make sure y'all, you know, we need to go to the grocery store or something like that. And y'all might be hungry. So mm-hmm. we'll bring y'all something, mm-hmm. cook a little breakfast or something like that. So But no, just to see his face, like he know, like he'll look in the mirror, like he knows it, like looks good. And I used to do the same thing when I was little as well, too. When we still get haircuts. So that was one thing I really look forward to with my dad. So I want to do the same thing for Caden.
I love it.
And as far as Callie Ray, I think one thing, and I don't know if it was with me or if with, yeah, no, it was with me as well too. So at Callie Ray, one thing that my dad used to do with me, so my dad used to say like these little things. I don't think he even remembers he used to say them. But just things that just kind of stick in my head. Like I'll say, I guess they were really more affirmations.
Yeah.
He would say like little things like it was more of along the lines of kind of respecting yourself.
Yeah.
In certain situations, respect yourself and be a leader and not worry about what other people have going on. Because My upbringing, I was in a neighborhood that, you know, a lot of kids were getting in trouble. They kind of sheltered me a little bit to make sure I didn't, you know, play with them too much. But like just making sure that I wasn't putting myself in a situation that I wasn't either comfortable with or I didn't want to see what the outcome was. Just kind of saying those little things. And even though it was when I was very little, it still stuck with me when I got older. It wasn't a scare tactic. It was more of like, hey, think about the next step of what could happen if you were there at that time. So I kind of do the same thing with them in school, their behavior. I say, hey, don't follow behind somebody who's, you know, yelling and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. You know, you be a leader. You say to them as well too about integrity, like doing the right thing even when nobody's looking or
When no
things
one
like
else
that.
is.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think it's super important for our kids to understand that they are leaders in their own right. So I love that you continue to instill that in them. So tell me about it. Like, if you had a friend coming to you and saying, like, I'm about to be a dad and listen, I'm freaking out, what advice would you give him?
I would probably tell him that there's gonna be a lot more of those freakouts. I'm be completely honest with you,
Yeah, that's real.
but the difference is the end reward is so much sweeter than those freakouts. Just seeing your kids grow up and seeing them hit different milestones is so like rewarding that those freakouts that you're having or you feeling like you're not doing good as a dad, just to be honest with you, just your existence alone is important. Just you being there. So you just doing that and just learning along the way, that's gonna be golden. And I would tell him that it does get better as they get older, but the times that you're learning are going to be precious as well too, and just live in the moment, really.
Time goes by fast.
Sure does. Oh man, crazy.
So speaking of that, I mean, Caden is now 5, going on 6, about to enter kindergarten.
Right, 5 going on 25. Oh man,
Calories 3, going on 33,
right.
and just it's grown, they're growing, like crazy. So I want you to take some time, and just like you had me do, I want you to basically write a letter out loud to them, just whatever you want to say,
Yeah.
just spilling your heart to them.
Okay. I'll start with Caden. So the first thing, Caden, Thomas Tucker.
Proud
The
of that
first
name.
thing, yeah, I am. The first thing I would like to say is one, if I don't say it enough, words can't even express how proud I am of you. And just watching you grow, seeing how smart you are, man, sometimes smarter than me. And just your smile, everything about you, I just love. There's really never a moment, one of your small moments, that I'm upset with you, but there's never a moment that I'm mad at you or don't feel like you're an important piece of my life. I want you to know that everything that you do from now until later on in life, one, I'm proud of. And of course, you're my firstborn. You act just like me. So sometimes I see different things in you. It may seem that I'm coming off hard on you, but I see certain things in you that I ne don't necessarily want to change, but I want to help you kind of navigate through things that I went through when I was a kid. I want you to be able to learn from some of my mistakes and to be able to, one, express yourself fully whenever the time comes. Once again, I'm proud of you. I love you. I'm ready to see you grow. And then there's Callie Ray. Ooh-wee.
Miss Bell.
Ms. Bell. Oh my goodness. Callie Ray Bell Tucker. One, just I want to say just how your personality, I'll just say that you have come, this is, you know, now you've come so much into your personality and I love it. I always joke with people and I say, I want to keep that sassiness right at this level where it's at. Because you're
Turn it
either
down a little
gonna,
bit.
yeah, maybe just a little bit, but either you are gonna run a Fortune 500 company or D block of a jail cell. One of the two. It's going to be great. And people are going to follow behind you because of your aura. Like, you just exude an aura that I just am, one, jealous of, because it's just like, really, literally your existence alone, people just magnetize to you, and yeah, you are just a great person. I don't want you to ever lose that. I don't want anyone else to tell you to turn it down. You turn it down because you decide that you think that you should, not because someone told you to. And I love you. I love how smart you are. Once again, sometimes smarter than me. But that's what I always want. I want you and your brother to be, one, better than I am, so that you can raise your kids the best that you can as well, too.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
I do want to take some time, though, for you to have some space to talk to Carson, the baby boy that didn't get to come home with us. Because I know that he still lives in your heart and you think about him often. So I want to give you some time to just share your thoughts on that too.
Well, first, I want to say that the times that I've said in other episodes, Carson, the times that I've told on this episode that I daydreamed about you and Caden doing different things with each other, growing, I still have those same daydreams. You may not be here physically, but you're in all of our hearts. I think about you constantly. I think about when Caden does something, I say, oh man, Carson would be so proud of him. But I know that you're watching down on us, watching our family, making sure that we're good, making sure we stay together, because you are the other piece to this puzzle. And I will forever say your name. I will forever include you in the count. I will never let Caden forget who you are. Mm-hmm. I will never let anyone forget who you are. I will correct them anytime that I hear that they don't say your name, because you are a part of this family. And I never got to really have my peace at the hospital because things were just happening so fast. But even though I never met you, I know who you are. I know your personality. I know how you would have been. And I think about that constantly. But I know that, like I said, you're watching over us, over this family, making sure that we're good, making sure that we stay together. And I love you.
Thanks, babe. Thank you for being open and honest and just you. I appreciate that. I love watching you be a father. Honestly, that's one of the greatest joys of my life, because I know how lucky our kids are to have you.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you.
So to all the amazing fathers listening, we see you, we honor you, and we appreciate you. Happy Father's Day from our family to yours.
All right. Talk to y'all later. What's up, family? Did you enjoy the episode? Well, great. Show some love. Follow us on the Married to Millennials podcast YouTube channel. Follow us on every major platform for podcasts. And if you really want to tap in, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at M2M Podcast. Let's go.